السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم، وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المهاجر من هاجر ما منع الله عليه، وأفضل الهجرة أن تهجر ما كره ربك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله النبي الكريم. Respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us through His infinite mercy the new Islamic year, 1443. This is the first month of Islamic calendar, Muharram al-Haram, and today is the first Friday of our Islamic new year. May Allah ta'ala make this new year full of prosperities, abundance, blessings, and forgive our sins, grants us ability to practice and obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inculcate and follow the Mubarak Sunnah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our daily lives. May Allah remove coronavirus or all kind of calamities and problems from the world in this new year. This verse of the Holy Quran, which is in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that verily the count of numbers of the month with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12. So was it ordained by Allah on the day when He created the heavens and the earth? Of them, four are sacred. And the names of these four months is not highlighted in the Holy Quran, meaning it's not mentioned by the name. But according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned these four sacred months of the year are Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram al-Haram, and Rajab al-Murajab, or Rajab of Mudar. So this month of Muharram is one of the great month. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun the Islamic calendar with the month of sacrifice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the year also with the month of sacrifice. In the month of Muharram, there are so many incidents took place. This is the virtuous month, the holy month, from the beginning of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of the Karbala, it's not because Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an became martyred in year 61 after Hijrah at a place called Karbala, and he became shaheed for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not virtuous because of the shahada or martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. In fact, this month is the holy month. This month is full of virtues from the beginning of the creation, from the beginning of the heavens and the earth. And that there are so many incidents took place during this month of Muharram. It comes in the riwayat that Nuh alayhi salam's ark was settled after 40 days or whatever period of time Allah knows best to the Mount Judi, was the 10th of Muharram, was Yawm Ashura. And it is very authentic hadith with regard to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam in Bani Israel, that with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam left the Egypt, Misr, during the night with Bani Israel, you know, flee from the Egypt, Cairo. And Pharaoh came to know about it. He followed him with his huge army, and they stuck it to the river. There, the Bani Israel started accusing Musa alayhi salam that look what you did with us. We are sandwiched. We can't cross the river, and behind us is the army of Pharaoh. Now we are going to die. There is no salvation. There is no way out. With full conviction, Musa alayhi salam said, "Qala inna Rabbi ma'i sayhadin." Don't worry, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me, and He will show me the way out, and He will protect us. That was the iman, that was the faith of Hadrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know the incident, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the way for Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salam. He sent wahi to Hadrat Musa alayhi salam, they split your asa onto the river, and it will make the four ways for the 12 ways for the 12 tribes to pass through. And as soon as they passed through other side, other bank of the river, then Pharaoh saw from the far, oh, this is the ways to cross the river. So they also entered with his army into the river, and at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the water, and they all drowned. Pharaoh, his army drowned in the river Furat. So that day was the 10th of Muharram, was Yawm Ashura. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, and he found that Jewish people are fasting on Yawm Ashura, and Christian used to fast too. So he inquired from the local people that why these people are fasting today. So they informed, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the great day they regard, because this is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted salvation from the tyranny of Pharaoh to Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. So to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show the gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this freedom from the tyranny of Pharaoh, Musa alayhi salam fasted on Yawm Ashura. And he commanded Bani Israel also, the Jewish people, to fast on Yawm Ashura. That's why we are fasting every year. And same incident with Nuh alayhi salam, when the ark was settled on the Mount Judi, out of appreciation, Nuh alayhi salam fasted, and that was also 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura, and he commanded his followers, the Ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, to fast on Yawm Ashura, to show the gratitude. There are so many incidents took place. Then on the 1st of Muharram, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala also became Shaheed. People don't know about it, they don't talk about it. They only talk about Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. It's a very great sacrifice, no doubt about it. But there are so many incidents took place in Muharram. So Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala also became martyred and Shaheed on the 1st of Muharram. And then on the 61 year after the Hijrah, this incident of Karbala took place. Hussain radiallahu ta'ala very brutally was slaughtered with his whole family, small kids. We know the incident. So Yawm Ashura is a very great event in the history of Islam. Now, according to the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this riwayat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afzalu siyam ba'da Ramadan Shahrullah al-Muharram." The best fast of the year after the holy month of Ramadan is the fasting of Muharram amongst all 11 months. The best fasting days are the month, the fasting of the Muharram, the whole month. Not only Ashura, but as many days a person can fast. According to one riwayat, Rasulullah ﷺ said, every fast of the Muharram, every day of fasting of Muharram is equivalent to the 1 month of fasting. So if you fast 5 days, you will get the reward of 5 months of fasting. So in one of the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, if you fast on Yawm Ashura, I hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will forgive your last year's sins. 1 day of fasting is equivalent to the repentance and forgiveness of 1 year of fasting. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, afzalu salati ba'da al-fariida salatul layl, that the best prayer after the farais, like 5-10 prayers, which is compulsory. After these 5-10 prayers, the page prayers, nafal prayer is tahajjud salah, salatul layl. In this riwayat in Muslim Sharif. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, qala hina sama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawma Ashura. And according to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to fast in Makkah Mukarrama also. Yawma Ashura, because before the farziyat of fasting of Ramadan was revealed. It is only revealed this ayat after the hijrah, second year after the hijrah in Madinah Munawwara. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun ayyaman ma'dudat. This ayat was revealed in Surah Al-Baqarah in Madinah Munawwara after the hijrah. So all 13 years of the Meccan life after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed his nubuwwat until the year 13, they used to fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, they used to fast on Yawm Ashura, and this fast was compulsory fast. This fast was compulsory fast. But then when this ayat was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away the farziyat, obligatory of Yawm Ashura. Now it is optional. Those who want to fast, they should fast on Yawm Ashura, continue fasting, but as an optional fast, not as a farz fast. Or the farz fast, compulsory fast, is only the month of Ramadan. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues fasting. He never missed Yawm Ashura in throughout his life. Even when he came to Medina, like in this riwayat, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, that Hina Sama Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Yawm Ashura, as he used to fast in Makkah, he started fasting in Madinah Munawwara. So when he fast first time in Madinah Munawwara, wa amara bi siyamihi, and he commanded the Sahaba, encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also to fast during the Yawm Ashura. Qalu, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, innahu yawman yu'zimuhul yahudu wa nasara. This is the day Jewish and Christian people are also regarding very great day, and they are also fasting. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَئِنْ بَقَيْتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُمَّنَّ التَّاسِعِ. And this riwayat is also in Muslim Sharif, that if I survive next year, inshallah, I will fast for 2 days. يَوْمُ التَّاسِعِ, 9th of Muharram and 10th of Muharram. So this is why Rasulullah said, you must fast and you must oppose the Jewish and Christian. You must fast one day before and one day after. So you must fast 9 or 10 or 10 or 11. So this year, the Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, will be on 19th of August, Thursday. 19th of August will be Yawm Ashura exact. So those brothers and sisters who want to fast, they must fast on Wednesday and Thursday, 9 and 10, or Thursday and Friday, you know, like 10 and 11. So it's up to you, whatever inshallah you will fast, is better for you. Another riwayat, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man wassa'a ala iyali fi nafaqati yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu alayhi sa'ira sanati. Qala Sufyan, inna qad jarrabnahu fawajadnahu kadhalik. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever increases the sustenance, the risk on his family on the day of Ashura, Yawm Ashura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his risk and sustenance throughout the year. So whatever regular food you cook every day, you must try to have some extra dishes on Yawm Ashura and feed your family a little bit extra, or buy some gifts and give it to them. This will, and give it to poor and needy neighbors also. So this will, inshallah, be means of sustenance throughout the year. This is one of the riwayat. And Hazrat Sufyan Thawri is a great scholar. He said, we practice upon it for several years. We cook extra food, we give some extra money, we spend extra money on our family on Yawm Ashura. فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ, and we found exactly the same. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that Allah will increase your risk, and we found our risk was increased because we spent some money on our family during this Yom Ashura. Now, one of the great incident took place during this month was the Hijrah, as we know. So, Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place, beginning was in the month of Muharram, then in Rabiul Awwal he reached to Madinah Munawwarah later on. But the beginning period of Islamic calendar was month of Muharram. Now, in the olden days, there was no fixed calendar. The people of Makkah, they used to change the months according to their according to their event, according to their easiness. Sometimes they used to forward Muharram, sometimes to back, Muharram. Likewise, so there was no fixed month, there was no fixed date like that. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his first Hajj on the 10th of Hijrah, after migration, it was the 10th year when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed his first and last Hajj, Hajjatul Wada. At that year, exactly according to solar system, the year was exactly settled as it was created from the beginning. The month of Muharram was exactly on the same point. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, now today the zaman, the time has been changed and it came back to the same circle. So now from today onwards, no one should change any month. It's not allowed to change the month of the year. It is fixed now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fixed the month of Muharram in his Hajjatul Wada and made it clear, from today onwards, no one will change. As it is, it will remain till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Now, he passed away, and then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala became Khalifa, first Khalifa, and his Khilafat was full of incidents and events and fighting with the Kuffar and those infidels and those who mani'in zakat and those who refuse to pay zakat, etc. Those who claim the false prophethood, etc. etc. There are so many fitnas. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's period was only two years and 4 months. It was a very short period. And he was over busy with all these important tasks. So he never had chance. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala became second Khalifatul Muslimin. And in his Khilafah, like third or fourth years, Hadith Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala was the governor of Kufa, and he wrote the letter to Amirul Mu'mineen Umar radiallahu ta'ala that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, you must fix the date, because the letters, correspondence used to come from Medina, central, capital, to the different governors, and the letter has date, which is olden date, was not fixed. So they used to confuse which hukam, which order is first and which order is second. So they say, fix the date, make some, a proper arrangement, so we know which letter came first and which letter came second, so we can follow accordingly. So that was a very important task. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu invited all the Sahaba of that time, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, all the Sahaba who were there in Madina Munawwara. He made the Mashwara how we should create our own Islamic calendar to make the task easy. So some of the Sahaba said, we should start from the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of beginning of the calendar, for the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar didn't like this idea. Then he said, okay, what about the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be beginning of the Islamic calendar. Umar said, no, this will remind us the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always every year, and this is not good. So there are several opinions. Finally, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, they suggested that we should start from the Hijrah, because the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Medina Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah is the turning point of the Islamic history. After the Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted prosperity and victory to Islam and Muslims. They were oppressed before the Hijrah in Makkah Mukarramah. But after the Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory. They started conquering the lands and battles and all. So turning point was the event of Hijrah. And then Islam had its first Muslim state after the Hijrah. Before that, they had no state. So there are so many benefits came up because of the hijrah, because of the migration. That's why Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu liked this idea and this opinion, and he declared that we're going to begin our Islamic calendar from the event of the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and first month will be Muharram al-Haram, because that's the day after the pledge they took in the Hajj. Then the Muharram was the first month after the pledge of Ansar. So he fixed it first month as Muharram, and the beginning of the Islamic calendar as the event of Hijrah. Now, as we know, the Islamic calendar based on the lunar system is not on solar system like Gregorian calendar. That's why our days of the year are 10 days shorter than the Gregorian calendar. The days of the year, according to Gregorian calendar, 365 days, 12 months. We also have 12 months, but our days are 354 approximately, because every month is based on 29 or 30 days. There is no 31 days or 28 days in Islamic calendar. And that's why every year like 10 to 11 days are shorter than the Gregorian calendar. So nevertheless, our Islamic calendar is based on the lunar system. We see the crescent every month, and then that's how we start our Islamic calendar. Now, brothers, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no hijrah after Fathul Makkah. La hijrah ba'da Fathul Makkah, walakin jihadun wa niyyatun. O kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That now no more hijrah, like people used to migrate for the sake of Iman and Islam. Now it's peace all over. You can practice Islam freely everywhere. But there is the jihad, the struggle, and there is the near intention. That's why in one of the hadiths, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, whoever make the intention towards it, that will be a hijrah regarded. And best hijrah, according to this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is al-muhajiru man hajra ma mana Allah. That the best hijrah migration is that we must stop doing, we must stop committing sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to commit. That is the best hijrah for us. And afdal al-hijrati an tahjura ma kariha rabbuk. Rasulullah said the best hijrah migration is that you must stop doing, you must quit doing those things, those amal and actions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden to do. So we should quit our sins, make covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, you granted us the new year. Please make us, give us ability to quit our sins and change direction of our lives and become more obedient to you and follow the Mubarak tariq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.